There are only two types of objections that exist. That's all, just two. However, they come disguised as dozens of other issues and excuses. Of all the objections you may get, if you drill down, you will see that they fit into one of two categories. The prospect does not fully believe in your diagnosis of their problem or need, or the prospect does not believe in the solution to their problem or need. These objections can be disguised as many different issues, but here are a few examples. Firstly, trust. You might say that the reason a prospect objects is due to them not trusting your understanding of their needs or the problem. Next, competition. The prospect objects due to the competition or that they are happy with their current supplier. In such a case, the prospect does not believe that they are better off with you. They do not believe that they will suffer or have a problem without you. They do not believe in your understanding of the situation. On the other hand, with a competition objection, the prospect may believe in the problem and the value of the problem, yet does not feel that your solution will solve it, and therefore chooses to stay with the competitor. And finally, price. First, realize that a price objection is never about price. It is about value. The price objection clearly states that the prospect feels that your solution is not worth solving the problem. The buyer feels that the problem is simply not as bad, urgent, or as costly as you claim, and therefore the solution costs more than the problem. The prospect does not agree with your understanding of their problem. Of course, there are many other examples of objections, and as objections can come in all forms, the idea is to help you simplify them. It is to get you to think more before you react. So how can you put this into action? Well, for the next week or so, I want you to categorize all of the objections and excuses that you receive into the two camps that I've mentioned in this session. Does the prospect not believe in your diagnosis, or have you not built up sufficient value? Simplify some of the overly complex rhetoric out there and help yourself to see things more clearly. Don't be so quick to jump into the big book of canned rebuttals and off-pad answers to objections. Don't be so quick to accept the price or economy objection when the truth is that you just did not build up enough value. Dealing with today's modern buyer, you have to look beneath the surface to see what is really going on and be able to analyze the situation quickly so you know how to respond in the right way.